I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Foreign aid workers are now helping cyclone survivors in Myanmar, the country also known as Burma. Burmese military authorities have been allowing more of those workers access to the worst-hit area, the Irrawaddy Delta.
I spent hours flying over the Delta.
That's Tony Banbury of the United Nations World Food Program. He is one of those who has been allowed in.
And it was just startling to see literally one village after another that had been 100% destroyed. There was nothing left of it. There were no people living there. You know, after the Indian Ocean tsunami, I was in Aceh about a week after, and what I saw there, I never thought I'd see again in my life. Well, is what we are seeing today in the Irrawaddy Delta.
Banbury is now in Myanmar's biggest city, Yangon. That's where we reached him earlier today and asked him to describe exactly what he's been doing.
I went to five different places in the Delta on a government helicopter with a minister of social welfare and some other aid workers. We went to the two big cities down in that area where the aid agencies are setting up their bases, Bogale and Laputa. And then we also went to three additional hard-hit villages deep in the Delta, including a small town called Aya, which is at the very end of the Irrawaddy Delta, and it's right where the Delta hits the sea, and that place took the full force of the storm, and people there were, of course, in very bad condition.
So people there have had no assistance whatsoever since the beginning of the month when the cyclone hit.
Well, it's interesting. This was not a stage tour by any sense of the term. And we got there, and immediately people started asking for food, and they obviously needed shelter also. Those were the two big priorities. But in fact, there were some World Food Program biscuits in the hands of children. They had these small little packages. Aid is reaching out to these distant places, but in very small quantities.
Well, how are you going to manage to get in much more, given the situation there? And is the only way in by helicopter?
The only way to reach the people who are in the most remote areas and right now in the greatest need is either helicopter or boat. There are no roads in that part of the Delta, and the monsoon season is just getting upon us now here. And so we need to rely on helicopters and boats to reach the people.
Tony, you were traveling, as you said, with the Minister of Social Welfare, part of the Burmese military government. What was his reaction when you both were looking on the devastation?
The minister made clear that the purpose of the trip was going to be a working visit. He wanted to go to areas to see what the real requirements were. And when we were visiting these small towns, villages, he was asking the local people, what do you need? What are your priorities? And then he would turn to the aid workers with him and ask, can we help? If it was food, he would turn to me and say, what can you do? Can you get the food here? And so he was really focused on solving the problems. And we had a good visit, and he even on the spot authorized WFP to deploy staff into this Aya town at the very end of the Delta. So the situation in that respect certainly is improving.
Was anybody on the ground angry at this Minister of Social Welfare, or are the people there just too desperate?
The feelings of the people on the ground were generally, please help us, please help us. One very old and frail-looking woman, when I was walking through this Ia town at the end of the Delta, as I was walking through, approached me and made the motion of her hand to her mouth to show that she was hungry and needed food. And I think that showed the overall sentiment of the people, that they needed food, they needed shelter, they were clearly calling out for more assistance, and they were looking to us to deliver. And now we do have this very important and heavy responsibility to get aid to those people as soon as possible.
You've got a lot of work to do. We wish you luck, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Tony Banbury of the World Food Program, who was in the Irrawaddy Delta of Myanmar, hardest hit by that cyclone from earlier this month. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.